For a convicted felon, getting a shot at an education could begin in prison. Typically, that means job training or a GED. But a new program offers something often more associated with quiet campuses and ivy-covered walls. The Kelvin Prison Initiative brings the liberal arts and theology to inmates at a West Michigan prison. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia reports.
So we want to talk about personal identity.
Now, probably the best way to kind of get hold of this is to talk about Thales Ship. Have you guys heard about Thales Ship?
Kevin Corcoran is a professor of philosophy at Calvin College. Once a week, Corcoran drives 40 minutes to the Richard A. Handlin Correctional Facility in Ionia to teach philosophy to prison inmates.
How to construct arguments, how to think critically and analytically and clearly. And the class I teach here is exactly the same in terms of content as a class I teach on the Nolcrest campus. I change absolutely nothing.
Principles of morality and Christianity are central to the Calvin Prison Initiative. It's the brainchild of Calvin Theological Seminary and Calvin College, which also fund the project. Inside the men's prison is a library. On one end of the room, there's a chalkboard, three rows of desks and chairs. The students look captivated by the discussion, and one man raises his hand.
Yes, sir, Jesse.
Yeah, question. When I was reading this, two things came out at me, and I want to ask you where you thought they fit in at. Uh-huh. One is the idea of reincarnation. And the other would be Alzheimer's. How would you feel they play into these ideologies?
These students are all convicted felons between the ages of 30 and 55, and they've done some pretty bad things. So when Professor Corcoran recently gave a lecture on suffering and evil, he says it was pretty awkward.
And it wasn't until I was in the midst of lecturing that I realized that all of my examples of moral evil were things that these guys are in here for.
There are two main goals of the Calvin Prison Initiative. One is to teach Christian values, although non-Christians are welcome in the program. The second is to motivate the inmates to become spiritual or community leaders, outside or inside the prison system.
Day-to-day activities, we have a little rec time to which we'll go out and walk or lift weights and stuff like that, but most of our day is devoted towards our studies.
Ryan Nichols is 35. He sports a shaved head, a blonde goatee, and tattoos on his left arm. Before coming to prison, Nichols never really thought he'd be pursuing a liberal arts education.
I grew up, I came from a family who was in construction. They were masonry laborers and bricklayers. And growing up, that's what I did. And I would take off months at a time of school so that I could go work for the union, and I would work construction jobs. And education never entered into it. I never thought that that was an option, or I never seen where it could even lead.
Nichols was convicted of assault less than murder, kidnapping, and felony firearm possession. He's been in prison for 14 years and up for parole in 2019. He says the undergraduate program has given him hope for the future.
People can either allow the prison system to shape their identity, or through education, we can shape that in a different, positive, and more productive way. And that's kind of what this process is doing. And by shaping our identities, we have the chance to influence and change prison culture.
Education plays a big role in reducing recidivism and prison violence.
We want to see better people, better prisons, better communities and neighborhoods.
That's Todd Chaffee. He's the co-director of the Calvin Prison Initiative. Chaffee says developing leaders within the prison system is central to the program. While getting a degree could lead to a job on the outside, it can also be useful to men who will never get out of prison. In fact, most of the men in the program are serving a life sentence.
And we're confident that as moral leaders, they will go out and have a huge impact in whatever facility, prison, or if they get out in any community they end up.
My name is David Payne, and I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
For David Payne, the prison community is all he's got. He's serving a life sentence for first-degree murder. I asked him what he thinks the program will do for him inside prison.
The same thing that it would allow me to do on the outside. No matter where I am, I plan on conducting ministry, transforming my environment wherever I find myself, be it out there or in here.
Payne may never get out of prison, but he believes he's getting a second chance in life.
We're expected to actually be transformed and changed as people by the end of this program. We're not just going to be smarter. We're going to be different people in our relation to who we used to be and who got us in here in the first place.
Across the country, institutions of higher education are getting more involved in local prisons by offering college courses. The Calvin Prison Initiative will graduate its first class in 2020. For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.